Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There is a snowstorm heading our way for tomorrow. State transportation officials are urging people to stay off the roads if possible tomorrow because driving conditions are expected to be pretty tough. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us now from Skype. What's your forecast, David?
Well, Lisa, we have that storm moving in here for tomorrow, overnight tonight. No problems at all with the weather, just temperatures falling back down from the highs in the lower 50s today, getting down into the 20s by morning. So tomorrow morning, if you've got to go into Boston, what I recommend is heading out early. Leave here 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Shouldn't have any trouble. There may be some snow in the air at that point, but the bulk of the storm will not be happening. However, after we get past 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, we are expecting the snow to become heavy at times. Visibility will start to lower. And if you are in Boston, it's going to be real tough coming home tomorrow evening because there'll be anywhere from 8 to 14 inches of snow on the ground by the time we get to about this time, maybe 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
And the heaviest of the snow during the day, around 11 o'clock, you said?
That's right. 11 to 4, 5, somewhere in that range, that, you know, that 5 to 6 hour range is when the heaviest snow will be falling.
What about the winds? We know a blizzard warning's been posted for certain areas, especially along the coast.
That's right.
How bad will they be?
So blizzard warnings are in effect along the coastline just south of Boston. So places like Scituate down through Marshfield, Sandwich, and all of Cape and the Islands, winds will gust over 35 miles an hour for 3 hours in a row with visibility under a quarter mile. That's why the blizzard warning's in. For us around Boston, it's going to be windy. It's going to drift, but it's not going to be excessively so. I don't expect widespread power outages from this particular storm.
Okay, so it should taper off tomorrow night then for Friday?
And for Friday, mostly sunny skies developing, temperatures only in the upper teens and lower 20s, very cold, and there may be a little bit of light snow Friday night into Saturday. Not a big storm, but just a little more to kind of remind us that winter is far from over.
All right, and we will hear from you probably several times tomorrow. Thank you, WBUR meteorologist David Epstein.